All right, what's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. Going to do a quick video today with methylene blue and hemp oil for recommended dosage amounts, side effects, and a good way to saturate your system. So we say saturate your system because the first 3 to 6 months with both of these supplements, we want to really saturate our system and get it through our body. Most of us have never taken methylene blue before or hemp oil. So let's start with the hemp. First thing to know with hemp is, we really can't take too much of it. And most of us haven't even been breastfed, and that's where cannabinoids are fed to the baby to feed their endocannabinoid system, right? And if you're not drinking raw milk or raw goat's milk, you're also not getting cannabinoids. So taking hemp oil for most of us is a first-time thing. So you want to really saturate your system the first 3 months. A good recommended dosage is anywhere from 5 to 10 drops a day. And that's for like a normal, healthy person that's not dealing with any ailments or disease or anything like that. 5 to 10 drops, one time a day, under your tongue, and have it absorbed into your bloodstream. It takes about a minute or two, then you can swallow the rest. Now, if you are dealing with ailments, what I've learned over the years of selling hemp oil is that everyone's body works differently. So if you're like in a lot of pain and you're taking like opioids or you know medications like that, you could take it up to 4 or 5 times a day, every 3-4 hours, just like a pain med. You want to take about 3 to 5 drops. So if you're in a lot of pain, try taking 3 to 5 drops anywhere from 3, 4 to 5 times a day. If you're just in maintenance mode and really healthy, you could take 5 to 10 drops one time a day. Best is usually to take it early in the morning under your tongue, let it dissolve, and it goes into your bloodstream within the first 2 to 3 minutes. After that, you can swallow the saliva. And also know you could put it in food, or you could also mix it with drinks as well. Doesn't have to go under your tongue. It's just best to do it under your tongue. They absorb right through the bloodstream. But you can, if you're giving it to like kids or you're giving it to your dogs, you can put it into food, smoothies, anything like that, and it still gets absorbed in the body. Now, if you're, say, going on 3, 4, 5 months and you're doing 5, 10 drops a day, then you can actually drop down. As you take this supplement, you actually decrease in time about how much you take. So as an example, let's say you're going through one bottle the first month or two. After the first 6 months, you can go down to maybe just 3 to 4 or 5 drops a day, and a bottle can last you anywhere from 4, 5, or 6 months. Sometimes I go days without even taking hemp oil, and sometimes weeks, because I've been taking it for so long, my endocannabinoid system is up and functioning. Now, dosage amounts also vary depending on what you're looking to do in terms of healing. And then you can always contact us, go to quantumcollective.world. Many of you have our phone number. The phone number is on the website. You can text or call us 7 days a week from noon to 8 p.m. Now, side effects. The only real medication that I have found and read in reports and studies over the years is blood pressure medication. Now, blood pressure medication, as you know, you go in a lot of times monthly or every month, every other month, get your blood work done. Now, when you take the hemp oil and the body goes into homeostasis, it starts automatically correcting things that are going on in your body. So if you are on blood thinner medication, please make sure to make your doctor or healthcare physician aware that you're taking hemp oil because your levels will change, correcting itself out because of the hemp. So if you're on blood thinners or blood medication like that, please make sure to let your doctor or healthcare professional know that you're on it. Now, besides that, there isn't really any other medications and any studies I've read or anything like that. But of course, do your own homework, search it yourself, and be your own nutritionist. I always like to look up things myself and learn it and then apply it. So besides that, no real effects. You could also give it to your kids, your dogs. All mammals have endocannabinoid systems. So the side effects are also you may sleep a lot. And that's totally normal. It's okay. That means your body's in homeostasis. And most of you probably haven't gotten a lot of sleep in a long time. So I've had some people call me and say, I slept 14 hours or I slept 16 hours. That's normal. It's your body actually not having any stress, not having anxiety, and you're finally getting a good night's sleep. So that's okay too. Besides that, not much more side effects than that. In fact, you can even drink a whole bottle of the full spectrum hemp oil. And it may get you a little elevated, but there is no toxic effect or anything like that. So don't worry if you take a little bit too much or take more than you're supposed to. It's okay. Now, jumping to the methylene blue. Methylene blue is a phenomenal, amazing supplement for star seeds for the ascension cycle because it absorbs more photons to the body. And also, decreases ATP mitochondria production. So it's also like a stimulant, but it's natural energy. So if you are drinking caffeine, it's best not to have caffeine while you're taking methylene blue. There's also a great caffeine replacement. You can email us or contact us. We can send you the brand. It's phenomenal. We drink it every day, and we do not drink coffee anymore. And I'm like a Bustelo nut. I've been drinking espresso and quadruple Starbucks shots for many years. But I don't drink Starbucks anymore, of course. But I have a coffee nut. I love coffee, but I have not drank it in a long time. So any stimulants like that, you know, pre-workout, things like that, you don't need it. Methylene blue will give you plenty of energy. I'm sure a lot of you have noticed that. Don't take it late at night. That's also another pointer, because it can be stimulating. Another dosage amount is anywhere between 1 to 5 drops a day. And that is because a lot of spiritual people, a lot of people in general, are very sensitive to supplements like this. So just taking 1 drop may work for some, or 5 drops may work for others. Now, I've gone some days and I've taken 30, 40 drops before, because I have a really high tolerance for things. I've always been like that. We also saw a great interview recently by a doctor who's prescribing 40 to 80 milligrams a day. That's 80 drops a day. That's 4 dropperfuls of methylene blue a day. So just know it's safe if you take 10 or 20 or something like that. If you're low on energy, you want to take some more, perfectly normal and safe. Each drop in our bottles contains 1 milligram of methylene blue. So just know it's totally safe. If you want to increase because you're low on energy, you've got a long drive or something like that, it produces natural energy. You're not going to have a crash, and it's going to be totally safe to take. We also have parents as well that give it to their children. We've had phenomenal results. Check out the website, quantumcollective.world, and read the testimonials on the page of Alchemy and also the shop page. You can see how other parents are giving to their children and the results that they're having. So phenomenal, phenomenal results. Now, side effects. One of the biggest side effects is, I'm sure many of you noticed already, is you're going to pee bluish green. It's like a bluish green pee. Even in the 50s and 60s, pharmaceutical companies used methylene blue as a dye to make sure that in hospitals and certain psychiatric hospitals, the patients actually took the medication. So they put methylene blue in the medication, so when they saw their pee, they knew they took the medication. So you will pee a greenish blue. That's perfectly normal. Another side effect to methylene blue is, as I mentioned before, it's a stimulant. Just be careful when you take it, because it does produce a lot of ATP, which is the energy for your cells, energy for your body, and you could be stimulating, so don't take it at night. Now, another side effect, which is rare but can happen, is if you take methylene blue at high dosage amounts, like 100 milligrams every day for, say, 6 months, it does destroy fungus, parasites, and bacteria. But if you take too high dosage amounts of it, you can also start destroying your good bacteria. So just don't take like 100 drops for 6 months every day on end, okay? You will destroy good bacteria too. But if you're in the range of 5, 10, 20 drops a day or something like that, you're good to go. Besides that, there's really no other internal or physical side effects. The last thing, a side effect I want to talk about, is SSRIs, which are serotonin uptake inhibitors. That means it's getting your serotonin up and going. And most of those are like the Zoloft, the Xanax, and, you know, SSRIs like that. Now, the thing is, if you are taking SSRIs and you are taking the blue sort of cancels that out. So you don't need both. So if you are taking SSRIs and you want to get off of the medication, the methylene blue is definitely for you. Normally, you can wean yourself off in just 10 days by doubling down. 20 milligrams, 10 milligrams to 5, 5 to 2.5, 2.5 to 1, and you keep doubling down and down until you have like a piece of a crumb and you're off the medication. So if you do take high dosage amounts of SSRIs, like Xanax or Zoloft, and you've been on it for 20 years, and then you take a lot of methylene blue, it actually like just overload your serotonin intake, which basically means you're like get shot out. And for anyone out there that's ever like, you know, partied for too long or been up for 2 or 3 days or ate a lot of mushrooms or something like that, you're just shot out. After a couple of days, you're like, man, I'm shot out. That's because your serotonin has just been dried. You ran it out. That's what will happen if you take methylene blue and SSRIs for too long. You will literally fry your brain out with no more serotonin naturally being occurring in your brain. So that's about it. Those are some great dosage amounts for methylene blue and hemp oil. If you have any questions, leave it in the comments below. Subscribe to the channel. Jonah Bold out.